Currently, houses that are acquired by the council are houses that are in private estates where they might have a private social mix. They're not built by the council as such. So those houses are now excluded from the tenant purchase. So it means that the tenants who got a house that way are not entitled to purchase their home the same way as a tenant in an out-and-out council house, if you like.
And this would have been a presume onto the initiative where contractors had to build a certain portion of social housing.
Yes, exactly.
So why should they be treated any different?
The logic of it would be, I suppose, that they want to keep that social-private mix in the estate. But I would argue that is met when the house is allocated to the council tenant from the council waiting list, and there's no need whatsoever that it should be kept forever and ever as a social house. So those people and those houses, I feel, are being discriminated against now when it comes to the tenant purchase scheme.
This is not just a Donegal problem. I presume want all councils then to get on board with this to make their voice heard.
Absolutely. It's very much a national issue. And I think in the Letterkenny area, for example, I think there's something like 13 houses. In Donegal, I think something like 38. It's a small number, but it is a national issue all over the country. And I would like, if we get support today, that the motion is circulated to the other councils and that we ask the department to tackle that anomaly and fix it.
Is there any concern that this could skew property prices, though, in these estates if there were a deal was done?
I don't think so, because the numbers are small. You're talking about maybe a couple of houses and a number of private estates. I can't see it having any effect like that at all.